I became intimately aware of that history through my time there and talking with people who had worked there in its inception and over the years, and was able to speak as a representative of that organization, right? Like, I didn't separate myself in our podcast as not a representative of that organization, which brought its own challenges when we had to, like, write scripts that met the needs of my, of Sarah as a stakeholder, you know?
Were you running scripts by people in the organization?
We ran one script by.
And what was the reaction? Talk about the reaction.
Yeah, I think the reaction was positive, but the reaction was in part that Serap always feels slightly under threat of losing its funding. And like so many institutes at universities that are, like, doing something that's maybe not the straight and narrow or mainstream, I guess. And so some of the reaction from people was like, you need to boost the language about the positive things that Serap has done in the story. And we did that. And I think it impacted how we ended the story too. We were a little bit less negative at the end and a little bit more inquisitive, which I think was actually better. I mean, we ended the podcast with the questions of, like, how do we develop these partnerships and how do we get the university to be better responsive to community needs? And so I think their feedback was good, if though at times we felt like we questioned the integrity of the storytelling. But we kind of had to keep remembering, like, this isn't journalism. This isn't, you know, we're not journalists. We are two people with perspectives and with roles in this story in some way, you know?
I mean, we didn't take the teeth out of the story, but it made it a story that could, like, be heard within the wall, like, and shared and celebrated within the walls of the institution, which was pretty powerful. I mean, I think that the fact that it had a track to then be shared inside was really important to the story, the life of the story.